deer occasionally, and there were snakes. I remember snakes and raccoons and possum. But yeah, but never saw a rattlesnake, but I saw garden snakes, stuff like that. Yeah.
Harmless ones, still frightening. How about bothersome insects?
Oh, ants are everywhere. You can't escape them no matter what.
Right.
Yeah. And, but we have had a couple of spray jobs around here where they've come around for the those fire ants.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they just bigger?
Well, you know, I remember years ago we used to have what we called red ants, and they'd sting if they bit you.
Yes.
And I kind of equated that to these fire ants that they talk about now. I think they're one and the same, but I don't know. Maybe they're a more vicious strain or something.
They might be. The black ones don't usually bite. I guess they can.
Well, the black ones kind of bite a little bit, but they don't bite like the fire ants.
Because those leave a sort of a welt, don't they? Or a little...
Yeah, they can leave a welt, or even like, I think I maybe even was bitten by one. I had something on my leg that looked like a little tiny ulcer, and I don't know where it came from or anything, and it just went away, and I remember scratching there, and it was real itchy, and I kind of wondered if maybe, you know, when I was out gardening, if I got bitten or something.
Because you'd know if it were a flea or a mosquito, that's a whole different looking thing, because I think I've had a fire ant bite, and it was a smaller raised red area. The mosquito one spread a little bit or swelled.
They make, like, as I understand it, if a fire ant bites you, it could cause like a little ulcer or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. How about a bee or a wasp?
Oh, we have hornets galore around here.
Oh.
And I'm always going around under the roof looking to see if, you know, I see anything.
Yeah.
Actually, I got a real long rod that I can put up there and
scrape them.
Yeah.
Whatever it is they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the plural of wasp?
A wasp. Let's see. Wasps.
Now, flying insects that are beautifully colored that we like.
Butterflies.
Yes. And then something similar, but they're plain and small.
Moths.
Right. Okay, and insects that get on a person's skin and then stay stuck and go in a little bit.
Oh, those are ticks.
And the disease you can get from that?
Lyme fever.
Okay. And how about an insect that shows up just before dark and its tail glows as it goes around in the air?
Oh, a glowworm?
That is airborne.
Yeah, but a glowworm is airborne.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what the name for them is, but fireflies.
Fireflies is what we call them.
Yeah, fireflies, but they also can call them glowworm. Remember that song, Glow Little Glowworm?
No.
That's an old song, yeah. In fact, it's one of the original songs you learned to play on the piano.
That's probably why I don't know if you don't play. In other words, they're one and the same, a glowworm and a fireworm.
I think they are,
Okay. Yeah. But glowworm is your first answer, so that's good. All right. The ones that hover over the water and they have pretty and transparent wings. You know those ones that just skim above rivers and ponds?
Oh. They're real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Not grasshoppers.
No.
Gee, I don't know. I've forgotten what that would be.
Dragonfly?
Oh, dragonfly, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a dragonfly. Maybe I have.
Probably only out in a camping kind of area. It's too built up here.